Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome this Thursday. As I always say, and I always mean, it's an absolute pleasure to be here. And some reminiscing, and I don't want to say how old I am, nor will I say how old Paula is, my first guest coming up, but we were reminiscing in the, you know, I guess you could say the good old days when things were so different. And that's what brings her book, I think, to the limelight here. At least it does for me, to make me think of all those wonderful days when families were close. And it's not that they're not close today. They're geographically separated too much. And I remember I couldn't leave my mommy and daddy to take a job in Maryland at Litton Industries and go on for a PhD at the University of Maryland. I didn't want to leave them. But anyway, you want to hear about a close-knit family, this is it. Paula Thomas, the book Potluck, Little Stories from a Big Table. It's published by Bay City Publishing, but you can get it by going to Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And welcome this morning, Paula. It's so nice to have you on.
Well, thank you, Stu, and thank you so much for having me and allowing me to speak to your wonderful audience. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, you're a lovely person. You and I have talked several times, so I know Paula, not personally, but by our conversations, and congratulations. Your book has gotten 5 stars by Amazon, and that's a pretty great accomplishment. Rave reviews on the book, but... it seems to be here, and you'll get into details. We'll have a number of little laughs, but I kind of think of myself. I don't really have many skills, although I'm not saying you don't. But you're the one who brings up the fact that you're great at embarrassing yourself, and in many ways is an integral part of this book. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well. You know, I think in life, the reason I chose that title, Potluck, Little Stories from a Big Table, is because we did have a big table. There were 7 kids in our family and 2 adults, and my grandmother from Kentucky who lived with us quite a bit. And everybody brings something to your table. And I had my older sisters who were very musically inclined, and we can talk about that later and the things they did. And then one was an artist, and my other sister was a great athlete, and my brother was a great athlete. But my gift to the table was that of humor, and I had this uncanny ability to embarrass myself on a regular basis. And then I would come home at night and act out these stories to the family. It became our theater, and they would laugh, and I would write the stories down. And over time, I ended up with a manuscript of hilarious events that had happened to me. And people always said, "Are you serious? Did that really happen?" I say, "Oh, yes, it did to me. Trust me." That's just the kind of person I am. So I'll give you a little example. It's not even in the book because it wasn't one of the funniest, but just typical of my experiences. My husband and I were on our way to Las Vegas. It might have been our anniversary or something. And we were so excited, and we drove into the big hotel, and it was a big, big thing to us to go to Las Vegas. And in those days, they didn't have the mirror that came down on the console with a light. It just had a mirror. So I kind of pulled down the mirror just as we were driving in. And I put on my blue eyeshadow, which was really the craze then. And I had a beehive hairdo left over from high school. Put on my blue eyeshadow and my red lipstick. And I was feeling pretty hot. Got out of the car. And, of course, the room wasn't ready yet. So we got a glass of wine and, you know, gambled a little. I played a little blackjack. And then about an hour and a half later, our room was ready, so I walked over to the elevator. And I know people kind of were looking at me, and I thought, well, geez, I really must look great. So we got in the elevator, and I looked in the mirror that was in the elevator. And I had put the blue eyeshadow on my lips, and I'd put the red on my eyes. So I looked like a freak.
Not today, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I'd be perfectly in line today. Yeah. But I was so embarrassed. I told my husband, I said, Alan, look at me. And he said, what? I said, look at my face. And he said, well, why'd you do that?
Yeah, typically a male not noticing simple things until you have to bring them out.
I don't know how you are in your marriage.
Happens all the time. You brought up your sisters a little earlier. Can you be a little more expository about it and tell us what their successes were?
Yes, my sisters were just 11 and 16 years of age. My sister Cynthia had taught herself to play the piano. She started at about 3 years old at a neighbor's house. She'd bang on their piano for hours. And then when we moved to Seal Beach, this little town on the coast of California, one of our neighbors gave us an old piano. And from that, we pushed it across the alley, took it into the den, and she taught herself and continued teaching and eventually wrote music. And she wrote a song. And there was a program called Peter Potter's Search for a Song. It was an L.A. Talent show that was every week, and it was very popular. I mean, they didn't have things like America's Got Talent or anything like that. It wasn't glitzy. It was just a real cute black and white show. And my sisters went on it, and they won. And so it was like something out of the movies. I remember when they came home, the phone rang, and it was RCA Victor, and they signed them up for a contract. And overnight, my sisters were Hollywood stars. They made movies. They were on radio. They were on with Frank Sinatra and Bob Hope, and they went on USO tours. And it just took our little porous church mice family into another world. Very exciting. And one of the serendipitous things that happened to us.
How long did their careers last?
Well, they were about 5 years when they were really popular. And their song that my sister wrote called Bermuda, Down in Bermuda, they were called the Bell Sisters. It sold almost a million copies, which was big deal in those days. And so for about 5 years, they were extremely popular. But they were, you know, my sister Cynthia wasn't even out of high school, and Kay was only 11. So, and they went, you know, and made movies, which when we saw the movie, Redheads from Seattle, with Teresa Brewer and Rhonda Fleming, and I saw my sister's dance, and I didn't even know they could do that. And it was really quite an amazing thing. It really took me as a little kid, I was only 7, took me into a whole other world. Probably one of the most interesting things for me was we used to have this drugstore called Brock's Drugstore. It was your typical one with a counter where you could get a hamburger.
And those nice fraps that they'd make from those machines, huh?
Yes, those great drinks and things. And I went into the drugstore, and they always had a big magazine stand, and we'd look at the magazines until we got chased away. And my favorite magazine was Life magazine. In fact, it was the only magazine I ever recognized.
I guess Life and Look were the big ones.
Life and Look, right. And anyways, Life magazine came to our little crumpled down beach house and did a story on them. So that was pretty exciting as a kid to come back to Brock's Drugstore and see Life magazine with a program with my sisters in it. It was really cool.
I wrote down here while you were talking, the Bell Sisters in Bermuda. I bet I can get it on YouTube.
Yes, you can get it. You can get it on YouTube, and my nephew Rex Strother has done a. He's redoing it right now, but a website for the Bell Sisters, and they believe it or not, it's been 65 years. My sister Cynthia still gets royalties once in a while on that record.
Isn't that great? Yeah, I'm eager to see it, but I don't think I'm going to stop the interview to look at it now. I'll wait till it's over. Joining us is Paula Thomas. A very, to me, and I'm sure to a lot of people out there, who want to see America brought back to where it was. And I'm not being corny. I'm being as serious as I could be. Potluck, little stories from a big table. And I'm sure many families around America have similar stories they'd love to tell. And that is a refreshing change from what we're dealing with every single day here. If you got a few more, I'll tell you, we're coming up on a break, and I want you to stick around after the break. But if you got one minute story here that you can tell us.
Well, I can tell you about possibly, I'm not sure how long it'll last, about the time we went to some friend's house, and we're going to meet some other people for dinner, and the Bill set me down at the bar. He said they weren't quite ready yet. So I started munching on these little goodies I saw in the bar and had drinking my wine, and I said, these are really unusual. They must be from, you know, imported or something, probably from China or Japan or something. And when Bill came out, I was popping another handful in my mouth, and I said, Bill, what kind of nuts are these? And he said, those aren't nuts, Paula. That's koi food. Oh, really? Oh, okay. Just eating probably half a cup.
You know, you can't force humor. Either it comes or it doesn't often. Yeah. I always think the life of a comedian can be really, really difficult and high pressure. A lot of these things come natural, and some people have the gift. Obviously, you had the gift, and I'm sure you still do. And I want to hear more about that gift. But, you know, I would like to have you chat about your father. I know he was obviously a big, big, big part of your life. And when we come back from a break, let's get some stories.
Okay.
Regarding
I'll tell you about
your dad.
My dad.
This is Stu Taylor. We're coming back with Paula Thomas. A nice, refreshing story.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, folks. I'm Dinesh D'Souza. I made the movie 2016, Obama's America, also the movie America, Imagine a World Without Her. My latest film is Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. I'm a big fan of Stu Taylor, love being on his show.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.
All right, we're back with Paula Thomas. Paula, you like that? That was especially for you by the Spaniels.
I love it. Takes me back.
All right, we're back with Paula Thomas. Boy, we're really dating ourselves, aren't we? That's not a good thing to do. Paula Thomas is joining us. The name of the book is Potluck, Little Stories from a Big Table. And I just, the cliche that runs through my mind all the time is down to earth. No nonsense, no embellishment, the closeness, tight-knit, the tight-knit family that we used to have. And hey, what can I say? It's different today, but she's bringing back memories for a lot of people. And for people who can't remember back then or weren't around back then, it's just a little more of an enlightenment of how things were. And she's back to rejoin us. And you talked about your sisters. You've talked a little about your own, quote, ineptitude, which you've taken very humorously, and I think that's important. What about your dad?
Well, my dad brought athletics to the table, to our potluck of and our table. He was a fantastic athlete. He grew up in eastern Kentucky, up in the hills, in a cabin with 13, 14 kids. They weren't all brothers and sisters. Some were just cousins that had no place else to go and ended up living with them. And one thing that they could do that was inexpensive entertainment was basketball. All you needed was a hoop on the barn and a ball, and away you went. And he said at his little one-room schoolhouse, there were mostly, but there was about 10 or 12 kids, half of them were boys. And every recess and every time they got a chance, all they do is go out and throw balls through that hoop. And so he became an incredible athlete. In fact, he was so good that he got a full scholarship to Ohio State and ended up actually lettering in football, baseball, and basketball. But the story I would like to share about him is another one of those serendipitous things that happened to our family and certainly happened to him. It was late September, and he was on the train heading up to college. And it was real cold that day, and he was standing there kind of with his arms folded, and there was a nice older gentleman sitting not too far from him. He said, "Son, where are you headed?" And he says, "Oh, I'm going off to college. I got a scholarship," because he was so proud of it. And the man said, "Well, where's your coat? It's cold today." And my dad was kind of embarrassed. He said, "I don't have a coat, sir." And he said, "You don't have a coat?" He said, "Well, that's no good." He said, I tell you what, you follow me on to the next station past, I think he got off at Columbus, Ohio, to go to Ohio State. He said, you follow me into Cleveland, and we'll make remedy that situation. So my dad went with him. They get off. They go to the Tower Building, which is the 54-floor skyscraper, up to the to where his fabulous apartments were. And he opens up this room full of beautiful men's clothing. Oh, my dad had never seen anything like it. He says, better than a department store. And he said, you just pick out a few things for yourself. So my dad picked out a raccoon coat, which was the thing back in the 20s, a big old raccoon coat and two other nice cloth coats. And he put the raccoon coat on and headed back to college. And that happened to him. And even more amazing than that man's generosity, who turned out to be one of the Van Swergen brothers who owned the Chesapeake and Ohio Railroad at the time. My dad, when the Depression hit, things got bad really quick, and his parents got a hold of him, and he had to go home because his dad was sick, and he needed to help out the family. So my dad was on the train returning to Ashland, Kentucky, where he was from, and the Van Swergen brother was sitting there again, and he said, where are you headed, Gene? And he said, told him about his dad being sick. He said, I got to go home. I got to go home and help out, which was not uncommon. Everybody was leaving college, to tell you the truth. And so he said, well, I'm so sorry to hear that. He said, is there anything I can do? And my dad said, well, he said, my sister just got out of high school, and she's a really good student. Any chance you could help her? And that man put his sister through, and she became a teacher. So that's the kind of things that happen in America.
It's great. It really is. And I remember my father and the things he used to do for people down and out. But back to you and your book here. Potluck, little stories from a big table. I almost hate to go fast forward to today, but hey, we're lucky we're here and still able to laugh and joke and talk and have wonderful families. Your book is, and I've alluded to this and I've said it directly. It's really a counter approach to what we see today with all the horrific stories and how terrible events are, and I would assume this is kind of a huge break from it because, you know, I don't even watch the evening news. I just turn it on, and, you know, it's in the morning news, and it starts, there was a terrible accident in this street, fire, 10 people killed, there was a shooting.
Yes.
How do you explain this rapid transformation of morals and what, in my estimation, is becoming... I'm trying to stay away from politics, was becoming an intellectual wasteland.
Yes, and you know what I think one of the most disturbing things is that now we have a 24-hour news cycle. In the old days, you didn't get the newspaper. Well, you got the newspaper, but it was information that happened 2 weeks ago. Now you turn on the TV, and it happened a minute ago, and it happened all the way around the world. And you see every country and every city and every disaster. And we didn't have that before. Growing up, I remember we didn't have hardly anything on the TV. I remember how excited we were when we got our little tiny round tube and we watched it. And I think there was Cecil and Beanie for us kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember Cecil and Beanie? And I don't know if you remember this, but Cecil and Beanie, one time, Cecil, the C6 sea serpent, was in a disastrous situation. And they weren't sure he was going to live till morning. He was... I don't know what was happening to him. I don't remember. But I remember they left you hanging till the next day to see what happened. And, oh, my God, it was a scandal. It was so much stress on the children to think of Cecil in danger overnight. Now, has our world changed or what? And I remember that distinctly because now I look at things that the kids see and I'm horrified. But my book is I didn't put any bad things in the book. I've had people tell me it's an antidote for anxiety because it's fun, it's uplifting, it's a book, a potluck of little stories from a big table that are humorous and fun and kind and sweet and tender. One guy said, I bought that book for the airplane, and he said just on a whim, and he said I'm on there and I'm laughing 1 minute and crying 1 minute, and the stewardess says, what the heck are you reading? He says, oh, my God, this is hilarious. So I really appreciated that. I love people when they, you know, when they call me or text me, and I love
it. It's a great feeling, and I love the fact that you brought this story to a large audience. Paula Thomas, Potluck, Little Stories from a Big Table. Thank you so much for, stay on, by the way, stay on the line.
Okay,
thank
I
you
will.
So
thank
much
you
for sharing this with us.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Lenny Davis doing an interview with Stu Taylor about my book, Crisis Tales, Five Rules for Coping with Crises in Business, Politics, and Life. I'm enjoying this interview very much, especially because Stu Taylor, who may be wrong politically about almost everything, is a gentleman and knows how to civilly disagree with my very liberal perspective.
You're the greatest. You're the loving end. You're the greatest. Number one, my friend. You're the highest hill, the wildest thrill, and so divine. And what makes it all.
All right, we're back, and lots going on here. It looks like the documents have been delivered. They were supposed to be delivered in August, and here we are almost in February, which could provide an indictment against Hillary Clinton, and who knows, may work right up to Barack Obama on Uranium 20. And, I mean, that's only the tip of the iceberg, but you've got to get the conviction, the indictment, the conviction of the sentencing based upon this. You can't say, oh, she also did this and she also do that. She also did that. It's like going to court. Come up with the evidence that directly applies to the case. I know if I were a judge, I would I'd do what Judge Judy does all the time and say, you know, that's irrelevant. I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to hear what someone thinks or felt or anything. I want to know about what. I mean, she's pretty darn good, Judge Judy. And the evidence apparently is brewing, and this scandal, which could be so massive in scope, it could completely shake the foundations of our political system, but shake them in a really, really good way, as the frustration just continues that they can't get anything on Donald Trump. And by the way, the deadline is this Friday to see if we can get a deal put together. And I listen, Donald Trump, don't give an inch to these SOBs. DACA is, you know, I love Senator Feinstein, Dianne Feinstein. Let's get DACA passed to give these, they never use the word illegal, to give these wonderful immigrants an opportunity. And then we can talk about border security later on. It's pretty insulting to a man who knows how to negotiate, who came in on the building the wall platform, and to insult him. I mean, I'm surprised he handled it very well. He didn't lose his temper. I wouldn't have lost mine either, but with Trump, you never know. So Friday's the day, and if they shut down the government, let them shut it down. Social Security checks will still be going out, and the government will operate. And the onus will be on the Democrats. It's not that anybody wants a government shutdown, but we've been through this before. And the Democrats have gone just out of their minds. Just completely out of their minds. And we had this, and I enjoyed watching this almost an hour session with Dr. Jackson, who is not only the White House physician, that's Dr. Ronnie Jackson. He's not only the White House physician for Donald Trump. He was the White House physician for Barack Obama. And apparently he couldn't be bought. A respectable, honorable person who puts politics aside 100% and just deals with the with his commitment under the Hippocratic Oath, and it's President Trump. And by the way, I guess the word is out that, and I mean, it's like talking about this Donald Trump weird dentures. Barack Obama still smokes. And that alone isn't going to make him an evil person. It's just that I can't stand to be in the presence of anyone with his a cigarette. But the difference, you know, you look at differences between the two. Let's look at differences in health. We really don't know, even though Barack Obama looked in absolute fabulous shape. And physically, he's a terrific physical specimen. Nobody's going to argue that. I don't know what the effect of drugs or anything else did with him, because we would never get that information. We didn't get it when he went to Columbia as well. But Trump characterized himself as a, remember that quote, a very stable genius? But he may be a very, very stable genius, very stable and a healthy genius. Because as much as those Dr. Gupta, who's not a cardiac physician, I mean, it was disgraceful. Too bad they didn't let Jim Acosta in. Maybe he's at the top of the list of idiots thrown out of the White House for these questions in a meeting last week. I'd like to see Trump ban CNN and MSNBC. I'd love to see him do it. They don't deserve, far and wide, almost across the board here. I try to pick out people who I have a high opinion of. And it's, you know, I can come up with a couple, but by and large, these groups are a disgrace, these networks. So they were really depressed. Did you see the media? They were on the verge of breaking down. They were on the verge of tears. They just hoped that there was something physically wrong with the president. Well, I hear comments on the test that he took, and a friend of mine who was obviously not a Trump supporter said, here's the 30-question test that he got 30 for 30 on. You think any fool could do that? And I said, no, not if you have a serious mental problem, you can't. It just looks easy to the average person. But this is what illness is all about. Now, the word is that that Trump kept Ronnie Davis out there to answer each and every question addressed to him. And he did a good job, Ronnie Jackson. And he was, you know, he had a nice smile on his face. He handled it beautifully and came back with sterling results. Yeah, the president, 239 pounds. No, that's not good. Lose 10, at least 10. Well, he should lose at least 10. He's 6'3". And do some exercise and change your diet. Now, I could have come up with that conclusion, but the conclusion I couldn't have come up with was, is there anything wrong? We're not physicians. And this Dr. Jackson, who's extremely reputable, has come out and dashed the hopes and dreams of all these liberal supporters, Democrats everywhere, just frustrated because of the results of Trump's yearly exam. Does he have Alzheimer's? Does he wear dentures? These people are so revolting, it defies the imagination. Now, Trump is different. Jackson is different than Trump's personal physician, who was Harold Bornstein. And he was ridiculed when he described his patient as unequivocally will be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency. He was just humiliated. And now it looks like that was the truth, too. How many things that were false, that are misrepresented, are now coming out as the truth. You're starting to see it. I mean, even, I'm hoping even the average person who is to the left of center can start to see what's going on in these conspiracies without any substance whatsoever being leveled at a man who's probably the most hated political figure ever in the United States history. And that's by about, 50%. Forget the polls. The Trump having a 30% rating, it's less than 50%. And then you want to chop another 10% off for those people who know it, but for whatever reasons they have, and I can understand that you work in an environment of all lefties, don't come out with any political statements about yourself. Don't do it. Basically, I have a number of things in an affiliated business, and the only time I'll say something is if someone makes a statement first. It's too polarizing. And I'm not afraid to say anything. But why would I bring it up? All right, our last segment coming up. This is Stu Taylor.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio. Imus, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
I'm Victor Davis Hansen, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, Stanford University. I enjoy doing interviews with Stu Taylor, one of my favorite radio announcers and shows, and I advise all of you to tune in whenever you can.
This is in response, and I know you're never going to change. You're just never going to change a lot of people, and I understand that. It's pretty tough, especially the older you get, to be more flexible. Look at Donald Trump, our president. But I think in many ways, at least within his own ability to change, he has shown some gradual modification or behavior modification. But if he sticks with that, then people will understand. I had a couple of listeners, and I just wanted to respond to them for their tremendous hatred. And I don't get angry if I get these emails. They don't say anything. Most of them don't say anything negative about me. They're just my feelings. And this is an opinionated show. And I don't object to that, as long as you don't assail me. So I emailed back to them, you know, all of these accomplishments that Trump has had. And I always say, how are you doing in the market? Now, we're taking a little rest today from yesterday's huge gain. But the economy's created 2 million jobs and gaining over $8 trillion in wealth since Trump's inauguration. The market's gone up 8,000 points since Obama, 18,000 to 26,000. It's truly remarkable. And if this border wall costs $21 billion, it is a drop in the bucket for what it will do for this country. I cannot believe the fools out there, like Dick Durbin and others. It's got nothing to do with the American people, and I honestly believe Schumer and Pelosi and Durbin and the rest of that Democrat trash, they couldn't care less about the American people. And I use that terminology to describe them, because we're looking out. About for the betterment of the American people. and they couldn't care less. They can only come back by saying Republicans, because of Obama's plan, they want to push, remember that, push grandmothers off cliffs? People actually believe this. Not just about all of Hollywood. There are many in Hollywood who are conservatives more than we think. They can't say anything or their careers are over. I don't have any objection to that. As opposed to speaking out like the Charlton Hestons and the James Woods. They really stepped up. But I don't blame anybody entrenched in a business that is very, very successful, and they don't compromise their values by keeping silent about this. So the economy is booming. African Americans and Hispanics they're experiencing the lowest unemployment rates in recorded history. And there's huge embarrassment on the left after the signing of the tax bill, promising relief for hardworking Americans, not seen before Trump, before Reagan. And that's going to start to kick in a healthy way when people start seeing money coming back for the new tax thing in February, and it's already had a booming effect. I don't hear as much about that either as I do, and I don't hear much about the Russian collaboration, and I don't hear much about Trump's sexual allegations. Now it's his health. I don't know what it's going to be today, tomorrow. It'll be something else. Don't these people have any self-respect? Let me answer that question. They don't have any self-respect at all. The regulations. Get rid of two and bring one in. And he's been getting rid of three in many cases and bringing one in. And then he issued 22 deregulatory actions for every one new regulation action. So he's really going at it, and the businesses love it. We have an energy boom right now by ending Barry Hussein Obama's ERA regulations, approving the Keystone Pipeline, and auctioning off millions of new acres for energy exploration. You hear what's going on offshore right now. And we're going to open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge for drilling. Thank God. What's happened to ISIS? You don't hear anything about ISIS. You know why? The head's been cut off. They're in retreat. They were cut out of Iraq and Syria, and Russians may have helped. You're not going to hear anything about that. With Barack Obama, they're the junior varsity, and we're going to contain them. How can you be predisposed towards Barack Obama? I just can't get over this. Trump followed his promise to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. And we're going to have that embassy relocated. Yeah, I don't think there's anybody who can't with a straight face tell you that Obama hates Israel. I'm not going to extend that to Jews in this country. I mean, my opinion is he's anti-Semitic, but he certainly hated Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu. We got increasing contributions. You know why? Because Trump stood up tough to members of the NATO alliance towards paying their fair share. And they know that there'll be repercussions, because when he says there's a red line, he means it. He signed the Veterans Accountability and Whistleblowers Protection Act in June. And that allows all these top veteran administration officials to fire failing employees and establish safeguards to protect whistleblowers. He's kept his promise. Appointed Neil Gorsuch to the U.S. Senate, and he's going to keep his promise, and he's going to get this wall done. We're going to solve the immigration problem, and I'm going to get not just the repeal we had of Obamacare, but replacement. It's all coming. The best is yet to come. Somebody asked me, do you think it's time to get out of the stock market? Call Barry Armstrong and ask him. My opinion is I don't think so. I think we got legs. Stu Taylor, thanks for listening.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,